Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life Journeys with Serena. And welcome to 2025. Happy Monday. Happy January. Happy Capricorn season. Oh my gosh, it is a whole new year, and there's just so many changes going on. And I just want to say a happy new year to everybody. I hope everyone had a wonderful holiday season. I hope you all got to relax and that you're able to go into the new year feeling a little more rejuvenated, hopefully a little peaceful. Maybe you got to spend some time with family. Maybe you had some quiet to end the busy year of 2024. I hope whatever you feel like you needed, you were able to experience, to seal up the year and get ready for this monster of a year of 2025. My gosh, the energy of 2025 is palpable. It is really strong. And it really does just feel like there is clearly a lot shifting. There's a lot of changes happening astrologically. There's a lot going on just in our politics. There's a lot going on globally. I mean, clearly we're all going through so much together. And I'm sure all of us are feeling it in our own ways. So I have a lot of things that I'm really excited to share with you guys today for this show. And I'm actually pre-recording this show. It is 1 a.m. on January 6th right now. And I'm recording this with little baby Shelby on my chest as we're hanging out. We have some family in town. So while I will be producing all the shows, most of the shows in the morning that you guys all heard before this show, I'm actually going to be off with some family who's visiting by the time my show goes live. I'll still make sure to pop into the chat room. So if you guys want to say hi, go ahead and head over to 12radio.com. And you will see a chat button on the left-hand side of the screen. That's going to take you over to a Facebook group that is also called 12 Radio. And go ahead and scroll down and you'll see my banner, which is I'm on the beach with my pup. And put a comment right there and say hi and let me know how you're feeling going into 2025 if you're also feeling the intensity of this year. It feels positive. It also just feels fast. It feels like lots of changes are imminent. And we're already experiencing so many changes in our family right here. And so much has shifted and grown since I was last live with you guys. And for those of you who caught my last show of 2024, where I was able to, I think I only made it about 30 minutes. And with little baby shells with me, we made it about 30 minutes so I could just pop in and say hi to everybody. But you all know now that I am a proud mama of our beautiful Scorpio boy. He was meant to be a Scorpio. He was supposed to be a Sag, but he decided to come early and, is just true to himself in that way. He has been running the show ever since. So our baby boy Shelby is here with me now, and I'm sure you guys are going to hear him at some point during our hour here together, and you'll hear his little coos and his grumbles. He's sleeping pretty deeply right now, so we'll see how long this lasts. Such a wonderful, wonderful experience just to be in his presence and see how he wants to run the show. He's definitely in charge. And I want to talk about this journey of becoming a mom a bit. It's something that I've really been looking forward to for years and years. I've always known that I wanted to be a mom, and I always, you know, there were parts of my life where I fought it and thought that maybe it wasn't going to be everything I thought it was going to be, or who knows, I had different stages in my life when it wasn't something that I was very focused on. But at least for the past, gosh, 5, 6 years or so, it's been something that I've really been looking forward to. And it really feels like I've unlocked a new level of myself. And how wonderful is it when you feel that deep connection to something and then you finally get to experience it and it is everything that you've hoped for and so much more. And I'm so grateful that that's the experience that I've been having so far. And I knew it would change everything. It really has. It's changed so much of how my brain works. It's changed how obviously my priorities and the way that I function has changed and everything's changed. And I had no idea what it would feel like. And I've always had so much respect and compassion for mothers and for parents, but gosh, like there is something so powerful about this transition that I've gone through. And it feels as if I've been welcomed into a new stage of life where I all of a sudden now have access to a whole other level of emotions and strength too. I mean, I had no idea that it would feel this way. And I just need to take a second to shout out all the parents for all the things that they do for their kids, for the sleepless nights and so many sacrifices that you all make, and all the decisions that you really struggle over, and the weight and the responsibility that you feel of this. It's something that I logically knew, but now that I'm living it, it feels just massive. And I have so much empathy for all the parents out there now. And really, I also want to take a moment to give moms the spotlight. And so much of what mothers do so naturally and without thought is never spoken of or it's never highlighted. And I'm not saying this to toot my own horn or to ask for recognition in any way as a new mom. Not at all. But what I'm hoping to do is I want to thank all the mothers for everything that they do so naturally and without thought and without asking for anything in return. Because, I mean, I like so many others, I took it for granted before experiencing it for myself. So I just want to say, all you mamas out there, thank you. I know that a lot of my listeners, you all have kiddos, and I just want to take a moment to appreciate you all and say thank you. And I feel like now I can see the depth of how hard you're working and how deeply you love as I'm beginning to gain access to this. It seems like an endless pool of energy and strength. And I'm only 2 months into this journey of motherhood. We're still pretty brand new. So I know this what seems like an endless resource of strength and energy is probably not endless. And then I'm most likely going to crash at some point as the lack of sleep catches up to me. But here I am, 1 a.m., probably not going to sleep for most of the night, and I'm feeling great. And I'm just so shocked that it hasn't hit me yet, and it's that I'm functioning so well, and I've never gotten this little sleep before, and I never thought I'd be so happy about it. But it is, God, it is just such a wonderful experience. But I want to talk about what 2025 is going to look like. I could go on and on and on talking about being a mama and talking about my beautiful boy. But I'm going to focus on radio for a little and talk to you guys about what we have in store for 2025. It's one big change that's starting today. Is I'm now the main producer for 1-2 Radio. So our wonderful producer Jay is shifting into a new opportunity and he's stepping back from radio, but you can still listen to his show, The Psychic Playground, at 4 p.m. every Thursday, at 4 p.m. specific time. But as of this morning, I have taken over producing for most of the shows on 1-2. A lot of our hosts also produce themselves. But for the majority of the shows, I'm going to be working in the background and seeing you guys in the chat room and troubleshooting any issues that come up. And it's just been such a great journey getting to know the rest of our incredible hosts here at 1-2 Radio and learning the ins and outs of producing. So I'm sure that you'll all be hearing from me more and more as I get into my groove as a producer and as we all get into our new flow for 2025. But as for my show, I'm so excited to see where Life Journeys is going to take us. I'm hesitant to declare what this year is actually going to look like for this show because I know that I'm just going to keep growing and changing and evolving in ways that I now know and pretty confidently can say that I cannot anticipate what those changes are going to look like. And how exciting is that? I'm so thrilled for this stage of life in a way that is running so deeply within me that I feel so grounded in a way I haven't in a long time. And I'm excited to see how that's going to translate to radio here with you all and to see what journeys it'll lead us towards. And with all that said, what I do know is that I'm still going to be talking about all the things that we take for granted and that go unsaid when it comes to our experiences as humans. There's a lot of things that we experience day in and day out that we experience silently. And I think it took me a minute to realize that that's what I wanted this show to be all about. For those of you who listened to my show last year, you know that cycle syncing and shifting our lifestyles as women to support our menstrual cycles is something that I'm deeply passionate about. And that's where I started in realizing that I had a fair amount of knowledge in that area and experience that I wanted to share with you all because it's something that isn't talked about and I want it to be talked about. And through that, I've learned there's so many things that we all experience as people that we go through and learn about and experience day in and day out that's considered taboo or that's considered not appropriate to talk about or something that should be experienced silently. And I want to see what I can do in this little show to create a space where we can talk about these things. Because it's something that all of us simultaneously are experiencing in one way or another, whether that has to do with hormones or sex or parenthood or breastfeeding or food insecurity or the trust that we have with the world around us, or there are so many ways that we could take this, and I'm really excited to see what paths we're going to be led down this year. And it's something that I'm just sitting, and I feel like I've just been meditating on it for so much of the sleepless nights when I'm up all night, I'm sitting here going, okay, what are we talking about this time? And what can we go into this year? And it's gonna be interesting to see what comes up. And I think something that has been a big focus of mine, especially as I've gone through my first pregnancy, and now that I am breastfeeding and I'm in the fourth trimester of the postpartum phase. And I'm taking care of this cute little bundle, and I'm thinking about my family in a completely different way than I ever have before. Thinking about what we are exposed to and the food that we put in our bodies and the way that we nourish ourselves and the way that we take care of ourselves is something that I've kind of become obsessed with. I'm thinking about it constantly. And it's something that I wish was talked about more frequently. It seems like people are starting to pay attention a little bit more around the what's actually in our food, around what's actually in the products that we put in our bodies and on our skin and in our hair and what we're exposing ourselves to. And it seems like this is something that we're starting to become more aware of, but we have so far to go. And it was something that I really noticed when we were first starting to try to get pregnant. One thing that we did was my husband and I, we both wanted to make sure that we were as healthy as we could be before I got pregnant. So 3 months before we started trying, we cut out all processed foods. We cooked all our meals at home. We ate all non-GMO organic, which I'm really grateful for the fact that we were able to. And it seems like it's just getting harder and harder to do that as the cost of groceries and the cost of living is going up. But we were able to find a way that worked for us. And I have always loved cooking, so that I'm grateful for the fact that that's a hobby and a skill that I enjoy, because I know that's not the case for everybody. And I love getting creative in the kitchen. I love trying new things. And I started baking our own bread and really just trying to find a way to eat whole foods and eliminate all processed foods that we could. And it was hard at first. It was hard to figure out how. I think the hardest part was realizing that the processed foods or the things that we were trying to avoid were in everything. It was everywhere. It was challenging to truly eliminate all of it. But once we did, and we were eating whole organic foods and eating the food that we were cooking at home, we felt so much better. I mean, our energy levels were so much higher. We were sleeping better. We were waking up feeling rested. I was drinking less coffee and feeling more awake. It was truly incredible, all the different shifts that we both felt. And it's something that I obviously continued through my pregnancy, and I'm continuing now, especially since I am breastfeeding, which, gosh, I could spend a whole season of shows talking about breastfeeding. What a journey that has been. But I'll table that for now. We can go into that later. But while thinking about food, something that I have always wanted to do that I haven't had the opportunity to do until now is to start my own garden. I've dabbled in it in the past, and I've also always considered myself a green witch. I've always been very connected to the magic of food and the healing opportunities in food and in herbs and in recipes, and the history and tradition that is in these recipes and in these ingredients that we have been using for some of them for centuries and centuries. And that ancestral connection that we have with these ingredients and with these foods is just something that I think is truly powerful, and is something that we all interact with on a daily level. We all interact with these ingredients and this food daily, and there's magic and energy connection opportunities within these interactions. All you have to do is add intention, and there's something truly beautiful about that. And since we have just moved to our first house about 6 months ago now, I have an opportunity to start my own garden. And I've done little garden experiments in the past, but nothing on a scale that I'm planning to do this year. So I'm about to start my seeds to be ready to plant in the next few weeks, really. We have an early last frost here in the Bay Area, which I'm really grateful for, because I think if I had to wait any longer, I would lose my mind and plan way too hard. I'm at the point where I just need to start. And there's something that's truly empowering about the idea of growing your own food and having that autonomy and having that connection to nature and connection to how we're nourishing ourselves, and for me also how I can take care of my family. And it's something that, with all the changes that we know are coming in 2025, that I can just feel those shifts that are starting already. It seems like there's just a level of unpredictability that feels a little chaotic. It potentially feels like there's going to be some chaos and disturbance happening in 2025. And it can go in a couple different directions. We'll see how it turns out. But it really is starting to feel like there's going to be a bit of how do I say this? Like dislodging us from what we know and what we're comfortable in. And that level of chaos can be scary. It can be that level of that aspect of unpredictability can be really intimidating. And something I want to encourage you all as we look into the upcoming year and realize that things are changing, things are shifting. I mean, how can we stay grounded? And how can we embrace this energy of unpredictability and turn it away from something that feels chaotic and intimidating and into something productive, into something that we get really excited about, where that unpredictability is full of potential and full of opportunity? I think because we can get so easily sucked into this idea of chaos and uncertainty is something that is negative. And it's interesting. I think as 2024 was coming to a close, and I was able to get back online and connect with some of you, you know, everyone, of course, is curious about what's coming in the new year. And for so many of us, that energy was really palpable. So many people that I was connecting with really, there's a lot of changes that are coming, it seems like, for all of us on quite a macro level. And there's so much potential within these changes. It's just, it's up to us to grasp it. It's up to us to say, okay, I'm going to see this as opportunity rather than seeing this as, rather than being afraid of it. Because I think the fear of change can kind of paralyze us and can make it so that action is really challenging or making decisions is really challenging. And I don't want that for any of you. I want everyone to be able to be excited by this potential change. And in the face of unpredictability, because it really does just feel like we have a bunch of options of how things can shift and who knows where it's going to go. Because there's so many factors at play, energy-wise, with what's coming up for us in the next few months. So for me, I'm getting grounded in nature. I'm getting grounded in gardening and connecting with these foods that I'm really excited to be able to provide for my family. And it feels like a way to create protection for my son and for my family. And there's something that a really exciting thing that I didn't anticipate adding back into my life, but has been a wonderful reintroduction is, I mean, I've always been a big reader and I love books. I love reading. And I used to go to the library all the time, especially when I was in school. You know, I spent most of my days in the library. And when I graduated and I left school, and you know, for the past many years, I haven't set foot back in a library, which I think if you talked to me 10 years ago, I never would have anticipated that I would go a week without being in a library. And something that I went and I got a library card a few weeks ago, and I went back into my library and I realized how many wonderful resources I have available within my community at my fingertips. And if any of you are big readers or you're just trying to learn something new and get into a new hobby, go get a library card. Go support your community this way. Go, there's all these events that also happen at your library. I think libraries are completely underestimated. And I went and I checked out 10 gardening books from my local library. And it's just, it's this aspect of community and connecting with your community in some way that can still be quite introverted. I think when we think about connecting with our community, we think about all these social extroverted things that we have to do that can feel really tiring, especially for those of us who are a bit more introverted. If you're like me and you like to stick to your routine, or you like to, you just love your home, or, you know, I could go on and on about the ways that I just like hanging out in my house and doing all my favorite little hobbies. But being a part of a library is such a wonderful way to connect with your community. And with all these changes coming up, and as everything continues to shift into 2025, the last thing I want for anybody is to feel alone and to feel isolated. And it's something that I think we as a society, we're going away from community-based things. We are shifting away from all of these things that used to be so normal to us, right? We used to raise a child with a whole tribe, with family nearby and with cousins and grandparents and everybody living just down the street, right? We used to go into the office to work, right? Quite recently. There's so many ways that our world used to be so much more connected, and we've become quite isolated and individual over the past, I'd say over the past generation, but really over the past few years. And the ways to connect with your community is, it can be so challenging. And I think we get intimidated by that challenge. And also forget the benefits of being a part of a community. Yeah, the fact that I have access to this wealth of knowledge that's going to allow me to start a beautiful garden and troubleshoot all of the mistakes and the problems that come up and the pest control and all the things that I have no idea what challenges are going to pop up for me in this gardening journey, but I'm sure there will be many. And I now have these resources that I got for free. And that is an incredible benefit just by participating within my community. So if you think that, oh no, I'm fine being isolated, I don't need that community to support me, there's little things, little benefits like that that you may be excited to experience that don't actually take socializing with people if you don't want to. And another aspect of, if you're looking for more community and you want to experience something like gardening, something like community gardens, especially if you're in an urban space, is something that is so beautiful. And for those of you who don't know, there are plenty of, there's in most cities and most urban spaces, there are community gardens in most neighborhoods where it's a small plot of land and you're able to participate in the gardening projects that your community has, that your neighborhood has, and you all share the food and you share the labor, you share the work, you share the expense, and you share the food. And it's something that I love that we have access to, but I wish more people knew about. And especially if you're in a food desert, especially if you feel like you have a hard time finding organic foods, or you're struggling to afford it, or you realize that it's something that you want to have as a part of your life, but you can't figure out how to have it. You live in an apartment building, whatever your situation is. There are so many wonderful opportunities like that where all it takes is looking it up and figuring out where the address is and walking by it. Some of these urban community gardens are gorgeous and can just be a wonderful space to incorporate into your walk. That maybe you take a walk through your neighborhood and you say, okay, I'm going to go this way and experience my community's shared garden. Because I think getting out into nature and being outside is one of the most healing things that we can do. I think one of the other most healing things we can do is connect with people in whatever way you possibly can. And how beautiful is it that we actually have really simple opportunities like this that exists in all of our communities, exists in all of our cities and all of our neighborhoods, that can go overlooked most of the time. I don't know, people aren't talking about libraries very often or the benefits of them. And people aren't really talking about community gardens the way that I would love it if people would. But most people are talking about feeling alone, or at least experiencing it this way. This concept of feeling isolated or of our community just continuing to become more and more independent of our, as our society gets more independent and more internally focused, our world just continues to change as that continues to evolve. The more and more we go away from community, the more our world is going to shift. The more that we're going to become dependent on things like technology and go further away from nature. And it's something that I really hope that we can all become a bit more conscious about and a little less. For so many of us, it really is just the automatic of how life functions. It's just, oh, this is just how it is. But it isn't just how it is. This was evolved. This was shifted. This changed. It wasn't how always this way. And the danger, for me at least, is when you stop questioning and you stop thinking critically and you stop wondering, huh, why is it this way? Why am I buying a new book when there's a used one that has already been loved, that is not currently being used, that would be wasted if I go and buy a new one that is just wasting another tree that didn't need to be cut down? Because the impacts of all of our decisions go so much deeper than just the surface level of how we experience it. And so the choice of participating in a library or buying a used book or joining your community garden, there's so many other benefits to it that are have much deeper impacts than you think of on a surface level. I think once you open up and start thinking about all the different ways that this actually begins to impact your society and also impact your own health, impact your family, impact your daily life, impact your state of mind, your mental health, then it kind of becomes an easier decision. You could become intimidated by how big that decision becomes, because it does have so much of a bigger impact than you may have thought before. Or it just becomes a simple decision because one option is so much better than the other. And you can breathe through that and you can shift into, okay, I can make this lifestyle shift because it's actually going to benefit me in the simplest way financially to go borrow books from the library than buying new books. It can be as simple as that. It's much more complicated to say I'm going to grow X amount of my own food, however much your goal is, rather than going to buy it at the grocery store. Because that is a much bigger commitment than going and borrowing a book at the library. But whatever way that you want to shift your world, whether it's feeling less alone, feeling more part of a community, having more control over where your food is coming from, knowledge of what you're exposing you and your family to, and the toxins that are in the world around us. Whatever that shift is, because I know when I was looking at 2025 and what I wanted to bring into this year for me, and the manifestations that I wanted to begin my new year with, I was overwhelmed at first with the amount of things that I wanted to change and the amount of things that I wanted to provide for my family. The list went on and on and on, and it included everything from creating a safe food resource for my family, where we know everything about the food that we're eating, the vegetables and the herbs and everything that we're eating, to inviting more, one something that I really wanted to bring into my daily routine in 2025 was inviting more magic into the simple things that I do. Like when I make my coffee in the morning, or when I check on my garden, or when I change my son's diaper. One of the things that I can do to bring more magic into, and just more, when I say magic, I mean intentional energy. I mean intentionally connecting with the energy around us, however you perceive the world around us. Is that connecting with spirit? Is that connecting with God? Is that connecting with our ancestors, with our guides? Is that actually participating in magic? How do you, all of us have so many different ways that we perceive the world that we interact with around us. And by creating a bit more intention in the little things, we can invite so much wonderful opportunity into our daily life. Whether it's being a bit more intentional about the way that I stir my coffee to invite opportunity and invite passion and invite whatever I feel like I need a little more of into my morning. It's something that I've been really enjoying doing is as I'm stirring a little bit of sugar into my coffee, I imagine all of the opportunity that I could invite into my day. And I picture it. And I, this morning, I said I wanted to invite more curiosity into my day. And I wanted to invite more creativity into my morning. And it is incredible to experience that shift in intention and to see the way it just shifts your mindset. And whether that's magic or that's all psychological, or if it's truly connecting to the energy around us and having that additional energetic boost and that support from spirit or that support from our guides. Sometimes it just takes asking for a little bit of help and inviting more intention into the little things that we do. And it can make all those big decisions and all that chaotic energy feel so much more grounded. And in talking about ways that we can ground ourselves with all the changes coming up, with all the things that are shifting energy-wise in the next few months and astrologically, there's so many changes that are coming, you guys, that just feel really exciting. And to choose to be excited about these shifts and these opportunities rather than intimidated by it, all it is a choice. And it's so beautiful that it actually just gets to be a choice and it gets to be that intention. But it is quite clear that all we can do to ground ourselves will be greatly beneficial. Greatly beneficial to all of us. So if we're able to ground ourselves in our family and in gardening, in meditation, in parenting, in motherhood, however you want to ground yourself, it's a good time to check in and see how you can invite more deep grounding into your day. And something that as I've been as my I don't really have a regular schedule right now with this 2-month-old. I don't really participate in a day or in time the way that most people do anymore, given that I'm on his schedule. But in the times, one thing that I've been struggling to do that I've been really focusing on doing more frequently is sleeping when he sleeps. And it's the one piece of advice everybody gives a new mom, right? And it is something that I think is overlooked and is always mentioned, but is actually one of the hardest things to do. It's been one of the most challenging things for me to do. But it means that when I do try to go down and sleep with him in the middle of the day when he's taking one of his naps, I've been Good job, Papa. I've been meditating so much more than I had before, which I love is that it's something that I've been starting to do. And it is mainly in the goal of going to sleep. It's a wonderful way to calm my mind down so that I can stop thinking about all these things that I'm talking about right now. And it's something that I have started doing as a way to quiet my mind. And I love that it's something that I'm starting to bring more into my life. Because it was something that I would always do. It felt more like a box to check. It felt more like whenever I would meditate, it would feel like an exercise in a way to strengthen my mind or strengthen my connection with energy. And now it feels so much more about just a way to ground myself and a way to connect with, give myself a little bit of peace, give myself a little bit of a break, and make it so that I'm able to really shut down my mind and rest. Because that rest that I'm able to get whenever I'm able to sleep is very important. I'm able to say it's very important. But it can be so hard for us to prioritize that, right? It can be so challenging to quiet your mind when there are so many things that you want to do and there's so much that you have to get done and there's things that you want to learn more about and things you want to experience. And it's been something that I've been focusing more and more on with the pure intention of sleeping more. Is anything that'll help us sleep more, right? And it has been really eye-opening for me to realize how many opportunities we have throughout our very busy day to find grounding and to reset our energy and to feel a little more centered. And I think as I've experienced this shift into motherhood and this shift where, I don't know if you guys can hear him now, but he's making all of his little grumbles. Shifting into motherhood has been such a wonderful opportunity for me to just rethink life and rethink time and recognize that everything has the opportunity to change. And I know change can be so scary for so many people, but I really invite you to get excited by change and the opportunity within it and the magic within it. I think there is so much opportunity within change. So I think I'm going to start wrapping up here, you guys, but the main message that I really want to make sure I get across today is with all of the shifting energy that's coming up, don't feel like you need to experience it alone. Put a comment in the chat here and join the community that way. Or go see what events are happening at your local library. Or, I don't know, go to a open mic and listen to the comedians and see what people are talking about and see if people are experiencing things the way that you are. Go to your community garden. There's so many ways that you can connect with people so that you can feel like you're a part of a community. Rather than having to do things the way that our society functions right now and be extremely independent. We don't need to celebrate that independence and glorify it when there are so many benefits to being a part of a community and to working together and to loving each other. And so that's my main point I wanted to get across from you guys today. One announcement I have for you all is the time of my show is actually changing. So starting next week, I will be at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right after Lori the Love Sherpa, as Jamie Dawn is going to be shifting to Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. And she will be picking up her short show Wednesday nights towards the end of the month. But starting next week, you guys will be able to listen to the next episode of Life Journeys with Serena at 11 a.m. Pacific time on Mondays, rather than noon or normal time. So you guys will see that changing in the schedule as well. I know, Papa. We're almost done. You did so well. Baby Shelby's waking up for you guys. He said he wanted to be a part of it for a little bit. And until then, you guys can find me at Want to Listen. I will be online. We do have some family in town, so I won't be online every day, but I'll make sure that I'm online and available to take some calls in case. And if you want to talk about what's coming up for you in 2025 or just connect with energy, and I'd be more than happy to support you however I can. And if you would like to chat and I'm ever not online, you are always welcome to request a call so we can find a time that'll work for both of us and we can connect that way. And in the meantime, you guys, I hope you enjoy the rest of your week. Thank you so much for listening in to this episode of Life Journeys with Serena. This has been a wonderful time chatting with you guys, as you've been listening to both me and my baby boy Shells. Thanks, you guys. Have a wonderful week and enjoy the rest of your Monday. I'm sending love to you all. And this has been Serena with 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world.
Hello.